Hello, Polytopians! Thanks for tuning into the Polytopian Times. I'm your host, Sam, and today we are joined by eSpark. Thank you for joining me as always.
Hello! Good to be here, Sam!
Good to have you here, and today, folks, we're going to be doing another one of the wonderful eSparks Essentials. And today's topic specifically is workshops versus explorers. You've got lots of decisions to make, and, well, this is a very important decision you're going to need to make in the course of the game. So, well, without further ado, let's dig into what we would like to do here. So, starting off, I guess I can go into the overview of what we're talking about. So, for those who don't know, when you level up cities, sometimes you get different options for what you can do. In this case, I believe this is the very first level up you can get in a city. You can choose either get the workshop, which will give you +1 stars per turn for the rest of the game, or you can go with the explorer, which will, as the name says, explore a bunch of tiles, showing you the stuff that's on the tiles, which is that's grand. And you got to make your choice there. Usually, I tend to lean towards the... So I guess I'll just talk from what I've got going first, then we'll bounce to what eSparks got.
Sure. Right?
I think historically, I'll go with explorers on the borders, but not, like, in the capital. And then, generally, workshops, if I don't have anything I think I can get with the explorer, and I'm not going to elaborate too much on that, but just in general, it's if you think the explorer can actually give you some useful vision, otherwise workshop it.
But yeah, I agree, that's kind of the rule of thumb. Generally, you want to improve your economy with a workshop. Unless there's a case where you need vision on your opponent, then you get an explorer. We'll go through, there's some exceptions, but it was really funny the other day. It was a really new player in the chat. They were like, I think they were playing against Illyrian, and they said something like, I don't know how to, you know, get the dragons, because the dragons just come in and they like hit all my units. I'm like, well, you have to get vision on them so you can, you know, either hit them with a catapult or right. And he said, what? And I'm like, you have to get vision, you have to clear out the fog so you can see where the dragons are. And he was like, how do I do that? I'm like, well, like, first of all, you can get an explorer on those border cities and then it'll clear out the fog. And they were like, oh, I always get a workshop.
You know, and I totally understand that. When I was a noob, and this is a little embarrassing, I told all of my friends in my little friend group, and it was just us playing, to always just go for workshops. What's the point of an explorer? The stars per turns were so much more. I definitely don't play that way anymore. I was totally wrong.
Yeah, so I think it's a common thing. A lot of new players are like, well, you just always get a workshop, but that is not true. There are times when you want an explorer, so we can go through that a little bit.
Yes, yeah, I was going to say, please, you got to tell us. So, yeah, I mean, there's actually more than one, too, which I think is important to keep in mind. There's a few circumstances you want to keep in mind, right?
Yeah, so the rule of thumb is, yeah, generally the default is to get a workshop, but the times when you do want an explorer are if there's a good chance that it will reveal your opponent's cities or troops. So like you said, maybe like your second city or your third city, if it's on, you know, the border. The other time is in a big free-for-all game. If you're in an early game and you have an explorer, then there's a good chance that it could meet multiple opponent tribes and you can get a lot of stars. That's also a good time. But the thing with that, the trick is, if possible, try not to get the explorer if your opponent is below 1,000 points, right? So the threshold to get more stars in the beginning should be 1,000. So you won't get as many stars if you meet them and they have less than 1,000 points.
Right. Yeah. You definitely want to make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck. The worst thing you could do to yourself is just get the 3 stars off, rip off a bunch of players, and then they do their explorers, what, like 3 turns, and then they get, what, 6 stars?
Yeah, and we should talk about how explorers work, right? So
yes,
they go towards the closest fog. If there's multiple fogs that are equidistant, then it's kind of random. So You need to be careful not to get an explorer if the closest fog is, the wrong way, right? So if you get an explorer, it will go towards the closest fog. So if the closest fog is like back towards your capital or back towards a corner, then that's not a good time to get an explorer.
Yes, yep. And conversely, be aware there's sometimes you've just got to sort of, if you're going to do it, there's a potluck chance. If you're in a box of fog with equidistant points, with some directions you want to go, some you don't want to go, it's a gamble.
Exactly. It's a gamble. And the other thing you have to think about timing wise is that if you're on water heavy maps like archipelago or continents, don't get an explorer unless you have sailing, right? So your explorer can only go where your own units can go. So without sailing, your explorer will get stuck on land and just ping pong around, and it won't be helpful.
Yes, yeah. It's a great way to regret wasting the 20 stars over the course of a game. So yeah,
Yeah.
although I guess eventually you want to keep in mind you if you have a later game explore opportunity, like say you find a little island in the water or something, you could do an explore there as long as you've got sailing to go around the coast and then navigation to go on the deep ocean, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing to think about that kind of pairs along with that is explorers pair well if you already have climbing, because, right, if you have climbing, your explorer can go on a mountain. But if you don't have climbing, your explorer is again going to ping pong off those mountains and might have to go back, which is kind of useless.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we really want to be careful with that. Mountains, I guess for Chinchi especially, although if you're playing Chinchi, you really shouldn't be going heavy explorers. You already got climbing for it.
Yeah. So overall, the majority of your cities should have a workshop. 99% of the time, you get a workshop in your capital. The one exception is getting an explorer on a tiny map with if you're playing as Cymanti.
Yep, that's fair.
So the trick with that is if you're on a very small map, tiny, and you're Cymanti, you can use the explorer to see. Usually you what may if you're lucky you'll see where your opponent is, but more importantly, you'll see where it's a safe place to send your shaman. So you know where's a safe place to send your shaman, and if you get lucky, you do meet the other tribes, which give you enough stars to buy the writing tech, and then you can get a hexapod and boost the hexapod.
Yes, yep. And then I guess if that doesn't work out, you can still leverage the enhanced movement of your boosted warriors, who, once they hit the fog, would be stuck at one star per turn. But just like a rider, once you've got that fog away.
Exactly. So I would say the only exception to never get Explorer in your capital is if you're playing a tiny map with Cymanti. In that case, it is often worth it.
Yes, yep. Yeah. I mean, I know there's some cheeky folks who like to do it off rip to try and speed run on folks with riders, with Umaji, etc. It's a
Yes.
huge gamble when you do it. It can work, but it can really backfire, then you're just done.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, again, you have to think about the tribe, not just Cymanti, but explorers are good with expansionist, aggressive tribes, especially on smaller map types. So explorers pair really well with riders and roads, right? Because you can clear out the fog and you can send your riders. So tribes like Umaji or Yadak, if you get riding early, an explorer can really improve your expansion rate.
Yeah, that's definitely something to keep in mind there. I mean those 196s, although I don't know how many folks like to play the little 196s versus really any of the other two slightly larger sizes there, but I know there are folks who love them. That I guess you can say I love my Explorer off rip there. It sure does help, but yeah, I have to agree. I think the economy is more important. It'll give you a better leverage in the long run.
I love the 196 tile. Small is my favorite map.
I find them to be just a bit too obnoxiously close quarters.
Nah, to me they're a nice balance. They're not as RNG as tiny, but they are shorter than the regular map. I love
Oh, what
196 is my
one's
favorite.
which one's tiny?
Tiny is 121.
Oh, it's 121. Wow. Okay. So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't like 121. That's
Yeah.
too tight, and the RNG is too, just, but small 196 tiles. That's a sweet spot for me.
Yeah. No, that'd be a good time. Yeah. Yeah. I agree there. All right. Well, I mean, all good points. So, folks, just keep that in mind. Now,
There
as
is
always. Oh.
one other point I wanted to make about when is a good time to get an explorer. So if you've just captured a city, but it's highly contested, or you're pretty sure that your opponent is just going to take it right away, you can get an explorer almost offensively. Not only will it let you see your opponent, but if you're pretty sure that your opponent is going to take that city, you get the explorer, they take the city, they cannot level it up and get the workshop. So basically, they're denied one extra star per turn if you are offensively taking an explorer to prevent their from getting their economy. Does that make
Good.
sense?
Oh, yes, good call. Yeah. Don't forget, folks, scorched earth is always an option.
If you're not sure, another thing, this is kind of related, it can be helpful if you can look at your opponent's cities to see if they got a workshop or an explorer, right? So you can view the cities to see how many stars per turn the city makes. You can figure out if that city has a workshop or if they took an explorer. Because if they took an explorer, they probably have vision on you and they cleared out that fog.
Right. You'll want to be you'll want to keep an eye out for that. It's a really good tell, actually, and something good to keep an eye on, especially if you've already popped your explorer and happen to see.
Yeah. So that's pretty much all the points. Again, take a workshop if you want to build your economy. That should probably be your go-to choice. But there are some good times when you do want an explorer to clear out the fog. But that's going to be less often. Really, the majority of your cities should have a workshop, but there's definitely strategic times when it's good to get that explorer.
Right. And you just want to be conscious of that timing. Awesome. That wraps up our conversation today. And I mean, thanks for joining us as always, eSpark. You were quite
Yeah.
enlightening on today's episode, and I think that's it's a fine distinction. I do think a lot of points have some questions about. Sometimes the walls versus five stars debate can be a little quick to come to, but I think there's a bit more nuance to explorers versus workshops.
Yeah. So don't be afraid to take the explorer. Do it when it makes sense, when it's strategic. Yeah. Don't always get a workshop.
Yes. Well, we're at the end of our episode. Any plugs before we go?
I don't have any plugs. PolyChamps is in off season right now. We have some off season tournaments like the Junior Cup and Apocalypse and the Pro Cup, but those have already started. We may be starting a 1v1 tournament, which is like a live game format. That might
Oh.
be starting in a couple weeks. But yeah, it's pretty slow right now in PolyChampions because we're in off season.
Nah, I feel you there. Well, speaking of Poly Champions, I got one call out for my team. Go Bandits! Hey, made it playoffs. Congrats, anybody who's listening.
Yay! That's right. Bandits made the playoffs. Congrats.
Yes. Well, wonderful season for me to decide to sleep on. Anyways, folks, thanks as always for tuning in, and until next time, we will see you.